Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
In this entry of the Quaker Almanac, we discuss someone who was taken too early, but who lives on forever in his words. On this day in Quaker history, noted Quaker Thomas Kelly suffered a coronary and died in his home. Many people seeking spiritual fulfillment have come to grow familiar with Thomas Kelly, as the fierce language present in his devotional essays serves as a powerful call for Christians to seek the salvation of God. Kelly's message is one of salvation from within. According to him, we wrongly believe that our problems come from the external world, when in reality they come from a divided self. But as our suffering is from within, so too is our salvation, in the presence of the Lord within everyone. However, Kelly's words, which have inspired so many, represent a potential body of work cut tragically short. Both books that comprise the majority of Kelly's work, A Testament of Devotion and The Eternal Promise, were published posthumously. Indeed, the very day that Kelly died was the same day when he received a phone call from a publisher asking if he'd like to publish some of his devotional essays. These would become part of the book published as A Testament of Devotion later that year. Perhaps most unfortunate in all of this is that at the time of his death, Kelly had only just begun to write in the manner we now know him for. The last 3 years of Kelly's life mark a major change in his style of spiritual writing. However, while Kelly's distinctive devotional style may have emerged late in life, he was still a devoted and studious man before this change. Thomas Kelly was born into an evangelical branch of the Quaker faith in South Central Ohio in 1893. He studied at Quaker-founded Haverford College, completed seminary, and gained a doctorate in philosophy, going on to teach at Haverford and Earlham College, another Quaker school. Unfortunately, Kelly's life took a sharp turn for the worse when, in the oral defense of his second doctorate, he suffered a memory lapse and failed the defense. He sank into a depression that lasted weeks. But Kelly soon arose transformed, empowered by a force that, quote, I did not seek, but that sought me, end quote. Inspired by the love and devotion that he saw being used to counter hate during a trip to Germany early in the Nazi era, the work that Kelly is known for soon began. In the next 3 years, Kelly wrote on a variety of spiritual themes, most frequently on the nature of suffering as it relates to the compassion of God, nicely encapsulated by this quote. For a few agonized moments, we may seem to be given to stand within the heart of the world, Father, and feel the infinite sufferings of love towards all the Father's children. And pain inflicted on them becomes pain inflicted on ourselves. Were the experience not also an experience suffused with radiant peace and power and victory as well as tragedy, it would be unbearable. In the end, though his life and work were cut short, Thomas Kelly did a great service to the Quaker community by publishing words that beautifully reflect Quaker beliefs, such as this quote, mailed away on the very day he died. Deep within us all, there is an amazing inner sanctuary of the soul, a holy place, a divine center, a speaking voice to which we may continuously return. It is the Shekinah of the soul, the presence in the midst, and he is within us all.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice, or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.